Welcome to episode 1005 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of James is a treasure trove of practical wisdom for Christian living. It covers many aspects of our walk with God, from controlling the tongue to the relationship between faith and works. Among the many gems in James, one of the most profound and comforting themes is the power of prayer, the process of healing, and the beauty of restoration. In James chapter 5 verses 13 to 16, James offers an invaluable teaching on how prayer plays a pivotal role in these areas of our lives. In today's episode, closing out our week-long study of the New Testament epistle, we will explore these verses and unpack how prayer can lead to healing and restoration in our spiritual, emotional, and physical lives. James chapter 5 verses 13 to 14 reads, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord." These verses highlight two crucial aspects of our relationship with God: communication through prayer and a posture of praise. Whether we are in distress or filled with joy, our first response should be to turn to God. The instruction to pray in times of trouble is a call to rely on God in our darkest moments. Prayer is not just a ritual, but a means of connecting with the one who holds all power and authority. When we face sickness, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, James encourages us to reach out for prayer. The mention of calling the elders of the church emphasizes the importance of community in the healing process. God has given us the gift of the church, the body of believers, to support and uplift each other in prayer. Anointing with oil is also mentioned, which was a common practice in the ancient world. While it had medicinal uses, it also carried a symbolic meaning of being set apart for God's healing and blessing. The oil represents the Holy Spirit, whose power can bring about healing in ways that go beyond human understanding. When we combine prayer with this act of faith, we acknowledge our dependence on God for healing. James 5 verse 15 goes on to say, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven." This verse emphasizes the vital role of faith in prayer. It is not just the act of praying that brings about healing, but the faith behind the prayer. The prayer of faith is one that trusts in God's ability to heal and restore, regardless of the circumstances. It acknowledges that God is sovereign, and that He has the power to intervene in our lives. This raises an important question. What happens when we pray in faith, but healing doesn't come in the way we expect? Does that mean our faith is lacking? The Bible makes it clear that God's ways are higher than our ways. While He has the power to heal instantly, He may also choose to bring about healing through a process that takes time, or even through ways we do not initially recognize. Sometimes the healing we need is not physical, but emotional or spiritual. In all cases, the prayer of faith trusts that God's timing and methods are perfect. James also ties healing to forgiveness, reminding us that sickness and sin are sometimes connected, though not always directly. It's crucial to note that James is not saying all sickness is the result of personal sin, but he is acknowledging that sin can have an effect on our physical and spiritual well-being. When we approach God in prayer, seeking healing, we should also examine our hearts for any unconfessed sin. God, in His grace, offers forgiveness freely to those who ask. This holistic view of healing includes both body and soul, and it points to the deeper restoration God wants to bring into our lives. James 5 verse 16 says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other, and pray for each other, so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. This verse shifts the focus from individual prayer to the communal aspect of confession and intercession. In a culture that values privacy and independence, this instruction can feel uncomfortable. Confessing sins to one another requires vulnerability and humility, but it is also a pathway to healing. Confession is more than simply admitting wrongdoing. It is an act of repentance and reconciliation. When we confess our sins to one another, we bring them into the light, allowing God to heal the wounds that sin has caused. Sin thrives in secrecy, but when it is brought into the open, it loses its power. The act of confession also fosters accountability within the body of Christ. When we share our struggles with trusted believers, we invite them to walk with us in our journey toward healing. Furthermore, James emphasizes the power of praying for one another. The prayer of a righteous person, he says, is powerful and effective. This is a reminder that prayer is not passive or weak. It is a force that moves the hand of God. When we pray for one another in faith, we participate in God's healing work in the world. The righteousness James refers to is not a self-made righteousness, but the righteousness that comes through faith in Christ. Because we are in Christ, our prayers have power. To illustrate the effectiveness of prayer, James points to the prophet Elijah in verses 17 to 18. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Elijah's example serves as both an encouragement and a challenge to us. He was a man with human weaknesses and struggles, just like us, yet his prayers were powerful and effective. Elijah's story reminds us that the power of prayer does not depend on our abilities or strength, but on God's faithfulness. Elijah's prayers were rooted in his relationship with God, and he prayed in alignment with God's will. When we pray, we are invited to seek God's will and align our hearts with his purposes. As we do so, we can expect to see God move in powerful ways. The example of Elijah also reminds us of the importance of persistence in prayer. Elijah prayed earnestly, and he didn't give up when the answer didn't come immediately. Sometimes, the healing or restoration we seek requires us to keep praying, even when we don't see immediate results. Persistence in prayer is an expression of faith and trust in God's timing. James concludes this section with a call to restore those who have wandered from the truth. In verses 19 to 20, he writes, "My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins." The ultimate goal of healing in prayer is restoration. God desires not only to heal our physical bodies, but also to restore our relationship with Him and with one another. The word restore carries the idea of bringing something back to its original condition. When we turn someone back to the truth, we participate in God's work of restoration. This restoration is not limited to the individual, but extends to the community. Just as sin affects more than just the sinner, restoration brings healing to the entire body of Christ. James's emphasis on restoration reminds us that the Christian life is not a solo journey. We are called to care for one another, to pray for one another, and to seek each other's restoration. When someone in our community wanders from the truth, we have a responsibility to lovingly guide them back, knowing that this is part of God's healing work. How can we apply James's teachings on prayer, healing, and restoration in our daily lives? Pray in all circumstances. Whether we are in a season of joy or trial, make prayer our first response. Bring all our needs, fears, and desires to God, and trust Him to work in our lives. Seek healing in community. Don't be afraid to ask for prayer when we are in need. Call on church leaders and trusted friends to pray with us and for us. Remember that healing often comes through the prayers of others. Confess and forgive. Confession is an important part of the healing process. We need to be more open and honest about our struggles and invite others to pray for us. Likewise, we ought to be ready to forgive those who confess their sins to us, knowing that forgiveness is part of restoration. Pray with faith. When we pray, we need to believe that God is able to heal and restore. Trust in His goodness and power, and be persistent in prayer, even when the answer is delayed. Pursue restoration. If someone in your life has wandered from the truth, don't give up on them. Lovingly seek to restore them, knowing that God desires their healing and restoration. The book of James offers profound wisdom on the power of prayer, the process of healing, and the beauty of restoration. In every season of life, we are called to pray with faith, to seek healing in community, and to pursue the restoration of those who have wandered from the truth. As we live out these teachings, we experience the fullness of God's healing and restorative power in our lives and in the lives of those around us. May we be people of prayer, healing, and restoration, trusting in the God who hears our prayers and works powerfully to bring about His good purposes. Father, we thank You for the power of prayer, for the healing and restoration You offer to all who call on Your name. Help us to trust in Your timing and will, even when the answers seem delayed, and guide us to be vessels of healing in our communities. Strengthen our faith, that we may persist in prayer, show love and grace to others, and seek restoration for those who have wandered. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.